All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. Got some more brand new music for you right now from Spite and Dival. Band just got in touch this week and sent along a new one called Social Music Hour Volume 1. And some oldies on here. This one's called Keep Your Skillet Good and Greasy on Out of the Woods.
chicken barter for me. That's eggplant, you see, always a savory treat. When okra's a choice, that's cause to rejoice. I sure don't need any meat. A small piece of man to fit in your hand, that's good to soak up some juice. Maybe some peas, don't forget to say please. This sure ain't no way to do. All you can eat, just try and stay neat. You don't want to spill on your shirt. Now there's nothing like curry to stay in a hurry. Now tell me, what's for dessert? Gulab jams are sweet, a rich and complete way to end your meal. I don't order chai, it's extra, that's why, and I want to enjoy the good deal. There's so much good choice, I hear a small voice, don't hurt yourself this way. Careful of the bulge, don't overindulge at the Indian buffet.
But I gotta take the back roads, darling. Feel like I've been driving all night. And I know when I get there, you're gonna put on James Brown and we'll start dancing around. Sliding in our socks and sipping while we talk. And the needle goes round and round. 'Cause we got nothing to hide and nothing to show, but we can the love growing here, tucked away in the pines, all covered in moonshine, sipping on whiskey and beer. Driving these back roads, got my window down, and baby, I can smell your wood fire burn. I've been thinking about the touch of your hand, and it pulls me around every turn. When I'm dancing at your house, neath the moon's jealous smile, ain't no one stirring for miles, except the wind in the pines, the curving of our spines, and the needle on your audio file. 'Cause we got nothing to hide and nothing to show, but we can feel the love growing here. Tucked away in the pines, all covered in moonshine, sipping on whiskey and beer. Sipping on whiskey and beer. We got nothing to show, nothing to hide, but we can feel the love growing here. Tucked away in the pines, all covered in moonshine, and sipping on whiskey and beer.
You got a bike that won't ride, a cup that won't drink. Maybe your TV is on the blink. Well, you don't have to worry. You just make a little stop. Yeah, bring it on by Warren's little fix-it shop. Hen won't lay, record won't play, clock won't tell you the time of day. Well, you don't have to worry, no. You just make a little drop. You can get it repaired at Warren's little fix-it shop. Pencil sharpened to the common first aid. Ain't too much that he can't save. No, you don't have to worry. Just make a little drop. You can get it repaired at Warren's little fix-it shop. Toast to cook the bread till it's charcoal black. Drop it in the morning, it pops right back. Wait, you don't have to worry. You just make a little drop. Yeah, you can get it repaired at Warren's little fix-it shop. That's where.
All right, Mark Brine for you here on Out of the Woods from his latest called 21 Solo Performances, a CD and a half's worth in Warren's Little Fix-It Shop in memory of Warren B. Chris. Yeah, nice song. I like that. Fun. Gwyneth Moreland in there from her CD Ceilings, Floors, and Open Doors. We heard As the Crow Flies. A brand new one in there as well. First time hearing this one on the show. Ken Whiteley and the Beulah Band. A self-titled release. And we heard Indian Buffet. Making me hungry. Send that one out to my son, Ben. Spite and Dival started off the set there. And one from the new one, Social Music Hour, Volume 1. We heard Keep Your Skillet Good and Greasy. All right, well, I haven't really played any real bluegrass for you this week, so we're going to do that right now. Get it in here and play a new one from the Grass Cats. Their new CD is called The Old School Road. Here's Can It Get More Lonesome Than This on Out of the Woods.
My parents have passed on, and that's left me alone. Both of them I really sure do miss. And when I'm in their house at night, I sometimes start to cry. Can it get more lonesome than this? Or can it get more lonesome than this?
I didn't know life could be so empty, with just sorrow, regrets, and loneliness. Still I try to make my way, but I wonder every day, can it get more lonesome than this? Can it get more lonesome than this? Just sorrow, regrets, and loneliness. Still I try to make my way, but I wonder
wonder every day, can it get more lonesome than this? Can it get more lonesome than this? Just sorrow, regrets, and loneliness. Still I try to make my way, but I wonder every day, can it get more lonesome than this? Can it get more lonesome than this?
George Cunningham home goods for Fletcher General Store, through the Carolina mountains till his team could take no more. He saw a glowing campfire with a stranger in its light, so he pulled his wagon over to rest on that June night. Dan Sternberg shared his whiskey with young George into the night. The liquor flowed, their tempers flared, the two began to fight. At daybreak near his campsite, Dan Sternberg was found dead. George Cunningham had taken his axe to Sternberg's head. George told the judge and jury he killed in self-defense, but the jury felt that Cunningham should pay for his offense. Silence filled the courtroom when the final word was read, that Fletcher's beloved Cunningham must hang till he was dead. A thousand people gathered to watch the killer die, but fencing hid the gallows from everybody's eyes. The only thing the crowd saw on George's hanging was the wagon with his coffin that quickly sped away. Some 85 years later, folks dug up what remained. They opened up the coffin to see what it contained. In the tattered lining, no trace of George was found. Nothing but a rotten log was buried in the ground. No, nothing but a rotten log was buried in the ground.
As the train pulled into the station, they said goodbye over a coffee cup. And with tear-filled eyes, she sat and listened about the job as his bags were lifted up. As he reached down and took her tiny hand in his, he said, "I'll see you in a while. Take care of little sins, Amanda, Amanda. Hold me, darling, for I'm slipping away. Amanda, Amanda. If I lose you now, I'll see you another day. Another day." Another day, another time in her life, another love was going far away. And with tear-filled eyes, she sat and listened to his goodbye, spoken through the pain. And as he reached up and took her tiny hand in his, another love said goodbye, and he sealed it with a kiss. Amanda, Amanda, hold me, darling, for I'm slipping away. Amanda, Amanda, if I lose you now, I'll see you another day. Another day. Looking back on her life, so hard and full of pain, she'd give everything he left her just to do it all again. Amanda, Amanda, hold me, darling, for I'm slipping away. Amanda, Amanda, if I lose you, I'll see you another day, another day, another day.
Listen to the hammer ring. Can you hear it ring? Keeping time just as steady as a clock. Can you hear the sound of the hammer swinging down? Bill Henry, he's a busting up that clock. I was 25, just barely in my prime, convicted of a crime I hadn't done. Sentenced for life, I had to do my time on a prison camp beneath the Georgia sun. Well, the first thing that you learn, Bill Henry, he's the one that you better stay out of his way. The meanest man around, he'll put you in the ground. Many men he sent unto their graves. with a hammer swinging down. Little Henry's a busting up that wall. Up to sundown. Bill Henry's only job was busting up the rock that the warden sold to the companies in town. Now Bill had a wife and he loved her more than life, but there for her he could never be. And to no one's surprise, the warden every night would take a drive to see Bill's Mary Lee. In June of 1943, he walked up and spoke to Bill, then turned his back to him. And that's the hardest that I ever saw Bill swing. Listen to the hammer ring, can you hear it ring? Keeping time just as steady as a clock. Can you hear the sound of the hammer swinging down? Busting up that ball. Listen to the hammer ring. Can you hear it ring? Keeping time just as steady as a ball. Can you hear the sound of the hammer swinging down? Bill Henry's a busting up that ball. Bill Henry's a busting up that ball.
Prison, love, murder, lonesome feelings. Sounds like a bluegrass set to me. Cody Shuler there from his self-titled one. That was Listen to the Hammer Ring. We heard from Volume 5 before that with Amanda from their new one, Voices. We had Springfield Exit in there, a great little murder ballad called George Cunningham from the CD. That was Then. Yeah, and it started off with the Grass Cats from the CD The Old School Road. And can it get more lonesome than this? All right, well, we have our final break to take, but we have plenty more music, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.